Status report, D-Day minus five.
Title's proceeding normally, Captain.
No tiredness, no moodiness, a bit of tingling here?
100% tingle-free.
Nausea?
I could use a double Mac, French fries.
Hopeless.
Let's just wait and see what happens, okay, Briggs? And take it easy.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
You're like some terrier snapping round my heels.
I'm your lapdog, Zoe, and don't I know it.
Right, just here, sir. Plenty to choose from.
You choose for me.
Well, right now, the best value, no question, is the Mitsutoni camcorder XT420. It's on special, 30 off, and a year's on-site service. And none of the others have half the features.
Okay. And tapes?
Right, 4 packs of 5 should keep you going. Batteries?
You get them, please.
Yeah, no problem.
Will they last 24 hours?
Le Mans, is it, sir? No problem. See, the battery slot in here like this. Very easy. Child of three.
Get me a child of three, then.
Sorry?
Marx Brothers.
Sir?
Groucho, Harpo, Chico and Carl.
A lot of our customers find this carry case a good investment. Soft and light.
Okay.
Good choice. The brand. Last in stock. A spare tape slot in here, and the camcorder goes in like this. Yeah, how would you like to pay, sir? Cash, or check, or credit card,
or which...
Sorry.
Sorry!
Sorry! Don't get the alarm! Get the alarm!
Get the alarm! Tell me about it.
It's a farmer, Zoe.
Let me guess, a dairy farmer.
Next slide.
Next. What is this, Nick?
A cow.
And?
We could use it to reinforce that bit, you know, these stuff about...
I think the campaigns department at Homedale will be out on what a cow looks like.
Yeah, but use it the
We've got less than 24 hours till the presentation meets.
Sorry.
You know, I wonder what a cow really feels like. What do they think about? What are you getting at? Sorry. I'm sorry, Jim. I don't know what came over me. Next, please, Nick. No. Horror. Get rid of that immediately. Shred it. Eat the shreddings for lunch.
What was that?
The very latest in milking parlours.
Looks more like a nuclear power station.
You don't get your buxom, rosy-cheeked wenches with a pail hanging
from
your shoulder
anymore.
Yeah,
enough of your fantasies, Nick. Come on. The diary's looking ominously blank. We need Homedale Dairies.
I don't want you tiring yourself out on this, so it's not worth it. Save your strength.
For Christ's sake, Greg, stop cotton wooling me.
There's a right way and a wrong way to do things.
Yeah, your way and my way.
Zozo.
Well, we are ready for this, aren't we?
How long have we been joint mortgages?
Yeah, but mortgages...
And everyone roused. We just zapped all ours in one mega hit.
Yeah, I mean, I gave in to you.
I mean, you started fulfilling your potential. What's wrong with that?
Did I really?
Does the Pope shit in the woods?
Just,
talented, creative, beautiful, but crazy. You haven't forgotten I've got that guy coming to quote for the conservatory tomorrow morning.
Oh, I've got to get an early start.
My flight's at 7.
Oh, I don't understand conservatories, Greg. He'll blind me with science.
He works out the details. You just tell him what style he wants. You do know what you want, don't you, Zoe?
Oh, I don't know what I do now. Mm. I mean, do we really need one?
He'll show you the catalogue, all the different shapes and veneers and everything, and you choose.
You Choose by Jonathan Myerson, with Amanda Root as Zoe, Nathaniel Parker as Simon, and Jonathan Cullen as Greg. You Choose.
Continuous fear of danger of violent death.
What are the birds about me?
room at the inn to go. They allow you to go. Oi! But will you still love me the most? Oi, oi, you have got 10 pence, just 10 pence, 10 pence, come on, just 10 pence, would you? Oh, it's hot, here it, it's hot, you darn hot, you, oh, here, you won't feel me, I'll do you my special.
I haven't got any money on me, keep going.
Many a tear has to fall, doo-dee-doo-doo, but it's all in the game, so, oh, give us a quid, give us a quid.
Sorry, I got nothing, keep singing, it's good.
Give us a quid, I'll let you feel me special.
I haven't got any. Hey, come on.
Give me the camera then, come on, give me
no,
the camera.
No, I told you, I said,
I want a quid.
Look, I haven't got anything. Please, nothing. I'll show you my...
Here, lady, give us a quid.
Right,
oh, well, come on, mate. Look, 50 pence, that's all.
Zoe.
50 pence, come on.
Get off.
50 pence, 50p.
Zoe.
I did you my special.
Zoe.
Just 10 pence for chick's sake. Look, I missed all them buggers because of you.
Zoe,
I'm not singing for you no more. Go on, pick up, go on. I'm not scared of you.
Zoe, I'll tell you everything.
I'm not scared of you.
I wish you'd get that bloody alarm fixed.
Who's talking?
Hey, no, they got him at last.
Yeah.
Smashed his window and got his blow punched. Yes. Way to go, Desmond.
Oh, I hope you're next.
Oh, is that moodiness?
No, just it.
3 days left to prove yourself. Then I'm on to the Vatican for an annulment. You haven't forgotten Paul and Emma tonight?
I can't cook. I've got this milk pitcher soon. I want to get it.
It's all right. I've ordered stuff in. Are you tired?
Only because I've been working so hard.
Slightly nauseous?
Only the thought of Em's latest outfit.
Paul earns it.
Yeah, she spends it.
Yeah.
And you can't get annulled if you're not even married.
Never! You'll never trap me like that. Never, never!
We've gone stir crazy at Sapphire Electrical Warehouses. We're slashing prices on all food processors. Magimix, Kenwood, RoboChef, you name it, we stock it. Piff, paff, puff to our prices. Some reduced by as much as 50%. Delivery and installation free. But you've only got till the end of the month, so hurry. And remember what Lord Harry says.
If it wasn't the best, I couldn't sell it. And if it wasn't true, I couldn't say it.
Stop having silly. It's such an old gag. Shut up. Oh, God.
Come on. What's that you're drinking, Zoe? Espresso, cappuccino, double mocha? You go into a croissant shop and buy it. It's mine in sombrero, a plastic cup. I see a man in a helicopter. Can you, Zoe? He's staring down at the ocean and he's pleading with him, gripping the boat here, the hand, pushing him, well fed. He's saying something about his mother, about God, about not being forgotten. And now his legs are bicycling, like a spider trying to find out a foothold in the air, soaring at nothingness. He hits the water with a slap, the shoe bouncing off and up, turning and turning and up, and then gone. Enjoy your coffee, Zoe. They're drinking me out now, trying to stop me knowing. They don't want us to know, Zoe. They'll never...
Are you filming me?
I will if you want. Tell me what you think.
About what?
Anything. Armed to Iraq, third world debt, Maastricht, cappuccino, good job.
Wait, stop that. Stop filming. You from the DSS?
No.
How do I know?
I'm just filming. I like filming.
You from the TV?
Don't even own one.
You fucking mad or what?
So they say.
You are, aren't you? Well, barking. Oh, there's always one.
There's not a man too scared to choose for himself, Zoe. You have to start now. I see all this, I do. I see the world and every man in it, every woman, every child. And it's drowning me. I'm suffocating, Zoe. Look at me, Zoe. Look at me.
Go!
all the wagons in a circle. Last chance, go.
It's better for you than Coke, beer, Bovril, juice, coffee.
Keep clear of coffee.
It's British, it's cheaper.
All research says C1, C2's, D's don't think of milk as a drink in its own right.
Well, then let's hit them hard. We've got to be bullish about this.
Oh, Nick.
Sorry. But if this is going to be a successful marketing, we've got to make them want it. C's and D's will never choose milk spontaneously.
Go on.
Well, if they're going to take it off the shelf, you've got to make milk look sexy.
Yes, but not sexy, sexy, just sexy.
Oh, foul, there's only one sexy gent.
So what are you suggesting? Naked women draped over the pinto, their tits hanging in it?
And naked men, for whom read dicks. I don't want to be sexist about this.
You can't market everything with bodies.
Who said pistachio ripple had anything to do with the clitoral orgasm? But they promised you one, and you bought it.
It's good ice cream. Zoe, what do you think?
Oh, bloody hell, Jenny, it's no good fighting it. The days of people choosing what's best for them are long past. How long have you been in this business?
Last tape, Zoe. Tobacco High Street. Here, you have black. You have white. You have grey. Black, white, black, grey. You want colour, you've got to pay. Buy your colour here. You've got shops. We've got Hillary Smith, Halifax, Ladbrokes, Health and Beauty Dispensing Chemist. Our price. And McDonald's. There's a woman, she's a mother, she has three children. Where does she live?
Hi, what can I get you?
She takes a sheet of newspaper, she screws it up into a ball, soaks it in water, and leaves it until the paper's soft.
What can I get you, sir?
She kneads it into three small balls and passes one to each of her children.
If you don't require anything, sir, would you mind stepping aside to let the other people through? They're hungry.
I drink plenty of water with them, and they feel nice and full.
If you don't stop filming, I'm going to have to go and get the manager, sir.
It's all right, I'm going. I've got a meeting.
Sorry about that, everyone. Probably a vegetarian.
Hello. Hello, Zoe.
My God. Simon.
Hello.
Simon. Well.
You look good.
Oh, thank you. So do you.
I look like shit. You don't.
God, I think I do. I hate always. You know, power dressing. It's crazy. But look at me.
You look strong. I like it.
That's incredible. Simon. The guy has been so long.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing now?
Talking to you. It's enough for me.
Yeah, come on, Simon.
I'm going up to North London.
So, well, you're a North Londoner now?
I'm looking for somewhere quiet.
I see. Right. And you're filming something with that camera?
I'm filming you. For you.
Aren't you cold dressed like that?
Someone needs my jacket. It's very good to see you, Zoe.
Right. So you're filming. Are you in movies these days? I mean, you know, for a job.
I do community work. I work for the community.
Right.
Leave the work against the community to everyone else.
I see your dad on the telly all the time. I mean, who doesn't?
People without televisions.
Oh, can't be many of them left.
Bare echoing flats packed with washing machines, personal computers, robo-chefs, and Lord Harry's fixed smile on the screen in the corner watching the cockroaches.
Well, yes. God, it's been... How long is it?
8 years.
God, it seems like a different age, doesn't it?
I've seen nothing change.
Well, I mean, you know, students, ideals, all that.
Yes, hopes to change. I always hoped I'd see you again. I wanted to see you so much before.
Oh, God, look, I change here.
I know.
Look, why don't we meet properly and have a drink? What's your number?
I'm going to send you something.
Right. Well, that's not a game letter.
These films are for you.
Okay. Well, look, here, I'll give you my address.
I've got it.
Okay, right. Bye, then. You must come round for dinner or something. I know Greg...
I've got your address, Zoe.
Right, I'll see you then. Okay, see you soon.
Bye, Zoe. Camden Town, Kentish Town, Tufnell Park, Archway, Highgate, East Finchley, Finchley Central, West Finchley, Woodside Park, Totteridge and Whetstone. Hi, Barnet!
Shut it, mate!
That's all we need. They've forgotten the dill sauce.
It's only fallen in.
It's what we've paid for.
Oh, it's here. Okay.
Isn't that the horseradish?
Well, if it is, I'm worried.
Here, put it into this.
I don't really think anyone will notice.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, I'll do it. You go and get the wine. Guess who I ran into today?
Lord Lucan?
Yeah, try again.
Captain who? Neil Kinnock.
No. Simon Selig.
The Honourable Simon Selig?
He doesn't use his title.
Oh, what's the old anarcho-syndicalist, Trotskyist, roll-your-ownist?
It's hard to tell, he didn't say much.
Quietly seething political ferment, I love it.
I couldn't find much to say either.
The ember's gone cold, eh?
He looked terrible. I'm really pale.
Past master of the put-upon look.
Oh, God, just because he's an idealist, you think he's a loony. And just because he wants to change things. So do I, you know.
Oh, come on, Zoe. He's in a parallel universe. Wasn't he in therapy or something, even at college?
So?
He's on leave from reality.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Now, there's nothing wrong with idealism, Zoe. I've always admired yours, but face it, Simon Selig was one step beyond.
You just can't be nice about him, can you? Christ, we're only together about a year.
22 months. And when we first met, you said he was the love of your life.
10 years ago, Greg.
I was only teasing. I didn't mean it.
Yes, you did.
I just hate him. Put that knife down. I just hate him having got to you first.
Well, you would say it's the last battle that counts.
Mm. Oh. Let's go to bed.
Well, they'll be here in half an hour.
You can always make time if you choose to.
All right. What's it to be? Upstairs or rampant on the kitchen table?
Forget it, if you're going to be like that.
Why would they?
It doesn't matter. Let's get on with the food.
What did I say?
I've got to get this wine breathing.
These are the city ends, Zoe. Streets into wasteland. Wasteland into concrete. Sand into cement. Slow into tarmac. How much of all this can you see? Flashing light in hearts. There's Mortmain there. Floodlights burning upwards. Smokestack. Barbed wire. Juggernauts. Like it. Railway cut through there. Straight on the King's Cross.
Really, Greg, you wouldn't believe it. A whole queue of beds lined up along the corridor and old people just lying in them. It's awesome.
We went straight home.
What about your
own? I went to see my man the next day.
I mean, there was a woman there, huge, coloured, wobbling, you know, two seats on the bus type.
What's the bus?
She thought she was having a heart attack. Guess what the actual diagnosis was?
She told us all
the story. She was having a baby. She didn't know. In labour. I mean, she wasn't entirely, you know.
No one who has a baby is.
Oh, laying it on the line.
Well, have you seen the havoc they create? Have you seen?
He doesn't mean
it. I bloody do.
I could see you two with kids. Sending them off to school with a little rugby boot. Trunks on the platform. Socks round the ankle.
Oh, we'll have to wait for that. As usual, Paul has a master plan.
Yeah.
I've told you about my little dream, haven't I?
The only dreams you've ever told me are wet.
Greg.
Well,
Em and I, we started this trust fund.
It's a tax avoidance act. And in about 7 or 8 years, I'm going to give up the bank and start doing what I want.
By then, there should be enough in the fund to go on living like now. So, no babies for Emma until we break the 7-figure barrier.
You agreed to it.
I know, darling. Just teasing.
11 minutes of tape left, sir. 11:36. 35. Thanks for watching. Everything means something. And this means nothing. Really.
This is going to sound silly, but, well, what I've always wanted to... I want to make things.
Things?
Well, you know, yes, I actually make something. Furniture. Beautiful furniture, beautiful wood.
I didn't know you did that sort of thing. He doesn't.
I'm going to learn. Get a real craftsman to teach me. I want to do something worthwhile.
I'm making teak cocktail cabinets.
Renewable sources only, Greg.
But is this what you want to do? I mean, is this what you'd enjoy? Why not go out and do it now?
Oh, we couldn't remotely afford it.
Oh, stop talking. Do it.
You have heard of money, haven't you, Zoe? I'm trapped in my job.
You can't end up on the streets just because Paul wants to piss about with chisels and screwdrivers.
Oh, but it's not as if you're starved to death.
No, but I'm trapped in my job. The mortgage, the annuities, we have certain standards.
This is your life, Paul.
Aunt Zoe, Paul and I, we've only just discovered what it's like to earn money and choose what to spend it on.
Yes.
We can't just give it up like that. It's part of our achievement.
Oh, please, not the two up, two down outside Danny on the Bluff and more.
It's all right for you, Zoe. You grew up with money. Paul and me didn't.
Nor did I, and no one's going to take it away from me. Not even Paul.
Now, so how old will you be when you get to do this, then?
45, so.
Oh, Paul, you only get one life.
It's all for you now, Zoe. You've got enough.
Oh, dear. Yes, Zoe. Oh. Oh. I want you to be mine.
Terry, you know.
We got it.
We got a man job. Well done, my team.
It was the cow that did it.
It was the bull.
I thought your speech was quite good.
I'll do the gag.
That's enough, you two. Now sit down. Do we have a date?
About a month is all they said upstairs.
Right, Nick. Set us up some research visits. I want to look at every stage of the process, okay? From udder to cocoa pop.
Okay.
Jerry, you do the printed research. Put me together a file on all previous milk campaigns or similar product campaigns. Nick, you do the statistics, will you? Buying, selling, subsidy, additive, anything else you can think of. Okay, that should keep you busy till I can think of something else. Off you go.
Do you want your other messages now?
Yeah, let's have them. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks.
Greg called. The message is mackerel.
Don't let me leave it in the fridge when I go, will you?
Okay. And Simon didn't leave his second name. Intense-ish sort of voice. It wouldn't leave a message. Just a number, here.
Great. Thanks.
Hi.
Hi, just got in.
I was waiting for you.
It's all right. Sure.
You haven't seen the standard.
No? What? Hmm. Have I been made redundant? Let's see.
It's about your friend.
Oh.
I was going to break it to you slowly.
It's him, isn't it?
Well, I think there's only one Simon Selig, son of Lord Harry Selig, King of Sapphire Warehouses. Spooky, eh? You meeting him like that yesterday, after all those years.
That must have been one of the last
people. He said he was behaving a little oddly.
Christ. Simon.
He didn't tell me he was married.
I don't believe him.
He says he and his dad fell out over it.
He phoned me today.
It happened last night, Zoe. Read it.
No, but... I suppose it wasn't that Simon.
Unlikely.
He left a number. Where is it? God, where is it?
It's amazing the lengths people will go to kill themselves. I mean, he went right to the top of the Northern Line. Still, Northern Line could drive anyone to suicide. I wonder what this will do to the Sapphire share flotation. Do you think Lord Harry will go ahead?
Jesus Christ, shut up. Shut up. Simon, for God's sake.
Sorry.
I can't believe it.
It does say he was receiving psychiatric treatment, by the way. Found it?
Shit. I remember now. It was stuck to my newspaper.
and I threw it away.
Well, actions speak louder than... What are you doing?
I've got to get the officers before they clean the bins. I'll see you later.
Hang on, Zoe, hang on.
We're closed. Ring back at 9 tomorrow morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong number.
Zoe, this farm visit on Friday. He says to bring wellies. Okay, Zoe?
Sure.
I haven't got any wellies.
Does the budget run to that, Zoe?
Hang on. Hello, Zoe Fraser. Hello? I can't hear what you're saying. Okay, I'm going to count to three and then hang up. One, two...
Hello, Zoe.
Who is it?
Simon, Zoe. Simon Selig.
What? Hang on.
I hope you don't mind me ringing you at work. I didn't know what else to try.
Who is this? Is this some kind of a joke?
No, it's me. Simon. The paper's got it wrong.
Simon?
I told you I gave my jacket to someone.
Oh, my God.
It must be that, you see. The body was unrecognizable. I think I left some old letters in the jacket, too.
Oh, Simon. Simon, this is marvellous.
Marvellous?
No, I mean, it's terrible about that man, whoever he was. But at least you're... I just met you again, and then I didn't know what to think.
I understand, Zoe.
Oh, Simon.
Well, I thought you'd like to know. Well,
everyone must...
I haven't told anyone else.
What?
Meet me this evening.
And remember what Lord Harry said.
If it wasn't the best, I couldn't sell it. And if it wasn't true, I couldn't say it.
I just need a little time on my own. Check a few things out.
You don't have to pretend to be dead to be on your own.
It's very liberating. You ought to try it.
Well, what about your parents? And they're going through hell.
They've already buried me.
What?
4 years ago when I got married.
You got married?
Stella's not Jewish. The week of my wedding, my father sat Shiva.
He was?
He went into mourning. He did the full 7 days sitting Shiva, lamenting the death of his son.
Are you making this up?
And everyone went along with it. Friends came, offered their condolences. Kaddish mourned me.
Even your mother?
I don't know. Women aren't usually allowed to get so close, but maybe. Or maybe yes.
All because you married someone?
We're on the same side here, Zoe. His old school, escaped from Poland, takes it seriously. That's his right. Of course, it didn't help that I'm a paid-up member of the WRP.
Well, they managed to get you to pay.
Well, there's this little thumb smudge over the expiry.
But your dad is a Labour peer.
He drifted right in the glorious wealth creating revolution along with everyone else. Even he's privatising himself now.
And you argued about politics.
About everything. Stella was just good cover.
This is so terrible.
What in particular?
Well, I ran into you the other day. We had nothing... Well, I had nothing to say to you. I didn't know how... Someone kills himself, or whatever, and suddenly there's plenty to talk about.
That's usually how it is nowadays. No one talks until the fires are burning.
We used to talk about everything. All night. All day. All night.
I remember, Zoe. I remember your speeches, your orations.
Oh, God!
Lecture me on what I lectured you about the week before.
I was excited.
You were exciting. You believed. You hoped.
I miss you, Simon. And then I remember how those rows, that trip of yours, her, the march. Well, just tell someone, Simon, your wife.
I need this time. I need to find things out.
I don't want you to get hurt.
I can't be hurt, Zoe.
Got you the clippings you wanted.
Thanks.
I didn't know we were doing something for Sapphire. Are we doing this big share thing?
No, this is just a hunch.
For the milk thing.
All will be revealed.
Oh, reception called up. Apparently there's a big package down there for you. Is that more Sapphire stuff?
Shouldn't be. Can you and Nick get it?
Sure.
Who the hell are you?
Stella.
Social worker.
Friend.
I know. Everybody's friend, the social worker.
No, I'm Zoe Fraser, old friend of Simon's.
So?
Well, I just thought I'd... Well, I knew Simon at university.
I know all about you.
If there's anything...
Yeah?
Well, I wondered if you needed any help with anything.
Well, you could buy me a drink.
Well...
Right, that'll do. Take him away.
What about everyone else?
Nobody else is coming. Because nobody knows. I left strict orders. This crematorium, this day, no invites. Don't know how you found out.
I got the number.
You'd want all those lefties hanging around anyway, getting under your feet. And I don't want to sit here staring at this coffin no longer. Let's get on with it. Please, Di. It was hard work now, wasn't it?
Hello.
You scared me.
No one saw me.
Still one of the living dead, then, are you?
I was waiting for my obit in the morning star.
You can't go on doing this to Stella.
I knew you wouldn't tell her.
I don't know why. It was so awful pretending. Look, just tell your parents.
Why? When he's too busy selling himself to even go to my funeral.
You did.
The chance of a lifetime. I worked from the hill. Such a shame, Stella.
Hey, look, they've all learned their lesson now.
I'm not interested in teaching lessons, Zoe. Haven't you realised? This is real. This is happening.
Maybe some kind of help.
I need help with my research, that's all.
Oh, Simon, this can't go on.
Look, I'm really there. I really am. I spent 2 years. I've been writing this book. I want you to keep this. In case anything happens to me.
Sit down.
Again. But it's my book. What I've done so far.
What's your book about, Simon?
The Sapphire Trust. The great money-eating empire.
There's nothing wrong with running it.
Lord Harry was a communist. My middle name's Carl after the head honcho.
Simon, look deep enough and everything's corrupt. We all know that. We all just have to find a way to live with it.
Pick a letter.
What?
Pick a letter. Okay, M. Good choice. M for mad money. The Mahogany Corporation in West Africa. You'll be stunned to hear. They chop down trees. Any tree they find and export them. Fair exchange after a rainforest. Rainforests, petite cocktail cabinets. Next, Main Star Security. Now, they handle private security jobs, you know, unexplained accidents in GCHQ, Marconi, MOD, Ulster.
Yeah,
and Fares Main Waste Disposal Limited. Toxic waste incineration. Now, they have a plant right next to where the body was found. Okay, no one knows it's a Mortmain depot, but it is.
What body?
Oh, pay attention, Zoe. There's a written test at the end of the week. The body on the railway line in my jacket. Me?
What are you saying?
It's not a coincidence. It wasn't an accident.
I'm lost, Simon. You've got to get some help.
I've got to see this through. A few more pieces and I'll be able to prove it all. Go public.
There's nothing to prove, Simon. There is no great conspiracy. You're imagining things. But you need help. I think you're having some kind of a breakdown.
I'm having a breakdown? Here, you read this. You'll see I'm not imagining anything. And here, some tapes for you.
You want me to watch all these?
It's a kind of diary.
I want to help you, Simon.
Good. I need you to ring up.
I'm not going to do anything until you let people know you're alive and start making your...
That would ruin everything.
Simon, I don't want these. Simon!
In hairspray and aftershave. All of them. Deodorant and floor polish. How many of them will get cancer, Zoe? How many of them will find love? It's amazing what you see through this lens, Zoe. Must be a special one. Special powers. It changes the world. You start to see everything. This is your building, Zoe. MSJ Creative Consultants. And down here, on the pavement as you walk in the building, that's the cost. Down here, on the streets. See that man there? That's what your office costs. What your home costs. Your food costs. What life costs. What your soul costs.
No.
What your happiness costs.
No.
What mine.
In here.
Well? Well?
Positive.
Can they be wrong?
Not if it's positive.
I am now declaring you officially up the junction, up the
spout and in the club. Well done, darling. And I just happen to have here nine glasses.
But I shouldn't really drink.
You're allowed a glass. Well done.
You make it sound like I've just won a new client.
Haven't you? Joke. You seem a bit down, darling. You're not still thinking about Seelig, are you?
I don't know what to do, Griff. That's just so sad.
Yeah, what's to be done? I mean, his own father hasn't cancelled his big share sell-off, has he? Okay, it's only 2 weeks away, and Sapphire's got a serious liquidity crisis. But, you know, we're wondering if he isn't even using it as publicity.
Great.
No, okay, but that's his problem. I don't want you getting all tensed up at this time. I mean, you said you barely recognised him on the tube.
It's not that.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Dive, hormone alert. Is it going to be like this for the next 9 months?
Oh, it's not just hormones, Greg. It's just people expect things of me. They dump things on me. They expect me to cope. I don't choose it.
I know, it's hard, darling. You know what? I think we should move.
What?
Ideal time, spring. We'll get a good price and buy somewhere bigger.
How can we afford it?
Well, as it happens, Paul mentioned this bit of news. Certain equities, an imminent takeover. I can make an absolute mega killeroo.
I can't see that it matters.
And then we can get married.
Married?
Time to stop being hippies, Zozo. We can't live off peace, love and understanding forever.
Some people manage it.
Yeah, who? Name one.
Well, he started then when he was 7. Daddy's idea. The complete Seelig family scrapbooks. One per year. I think he had them made special.
Incredible.
Oh, good idea. His very own cutting service.
God, I remember this. Lord Harry bids for Hatfield United. It's my son. He's the football nut.
God, what?
Callahan's new gem in the upper house promises to work. Sapphire can do without me for a year or two, says newly ennobled Seelig.
God, all this father worship. It's not healthy, is it?
Oh, you can't blame it on that. No potty training, or not making the first 11. He was just ill, that's all there is to it. Like cancer, like a sore throat. Paranoid schizos are no different. You just don't want to live with them.
But you and Simon, you were still together?
Sometimes. He'd disappear. He rented a room, kind of this big house of bedsitters. He said he was researching something. Kept ringing me. Nearly there, Stell. Nearly there, Stell. Jesus, I'm not a nurse. I couldn't carry him through all that.
Where was his house?
Stockwell somewhere.
I'd like to see it.
I've got a phone number. There in my address book.
Under D for disappearing. Not that you could ever get the bugger that answered to go and get him.
Oh, thanks. What's he been like all these years, Stella?
How do you describe it? One day laughing, happy. Oh, he was so beautiful, Zoe. And the next day, next hour, he's crazy everywhere. Impossible. You always knew when he was slipping. He'd start going on about his father this, his father that.
Has Lord Harry been round here since?
Oh, to see me. The bog stupid Irish dipso, unquote. Are you sure you won't?
No.
Buggery, go on. Can't harm. Irish babies are weaned on it.
How did you know?
I can always see it.
Don't tell anyone.
Who am I going to tell? Here. What year?
1990.
Oh, now those you like.
Why? My God. What a change.
Sapphire sale room firecraft prosecuted. A disaster waiting to happen, says damning report. Go to it.
Labour man jumps the fence. I've got to do what I think is right for the country, claims one time red. Well, why did he... Oh, when you got married.
Of course. I told him to chuck them all out. He wants to keep them, keep doing them. Anal.
I'm kept filling them with nothing but bad news.
Bad news, good news, media coverage. It's all the sodden same, isn't it? Makes you a hero, good or sodding bad. Guilty or innocent, whatever that is. And leaves the rest of us scrabbling in the garbage for scraps. The sooner we stop paying attention to the likes of Lord Harry, the sooner there'll be serious change.
But he loved his father.
Oh, worshipped him. The great survivor, the great achiever, the great man. And like his lot say, does the apple fall far from the tree?
And then the cars go on lactating for how long?
Well, as long as you want.
Naturally?
Oh, no, you've got to encourage them.
Have you got our figures on this, Nick?
Not on me, it's in the car.
Yeah. 5 years, 6 years? Of course, you have got to be long.
Hello?
I'm frightened.
Simon, are
they... I'm good to hear your voice, Zoe.
I've been working.
I've missed you.
What do you want, Simon?
You watch the tapes, I'm sure, and now we've got to do something.
You, not we.
I've been concentrating all my efforts on Mortmain, the toxic waste people. I know I'm getting close. They killed that man.
Or did you, Simon?
Don't be stupid. Mortmain, they're ruthless. They kill anyone. Don't you realise the money involved?
Look, come to my office today. We'll get you some help.
It's true. I know it.
I'm sorry, Simon. I haven't the energy. And they didn't kill him. I mean, who's they anyway?
I know you can't ignore it all, Zoe.
I'm too tired, Simon. There are so many other things I have to do. So if you won't be sensible... Look, I have obligations elsewhere. You've got to leave me alone now. Goodbye, Simon.
You all right, Zoe?
Oh, yes. I was just reading this.
Milk here, please, Zoe. Incredible. From one car.
Right.
What can I do, Paul? I've been asking for years and she's turned me down flat every time.
What's he done now, Zoe? Got you in pig?
Yeah.
Ah, Zoe, Greg, I hope you'll accept this little token by way of advanced membership of the Marriott Club. In front of the lady here, please.
Oh, wow, it's beautiful.
What does it say?
Good luck. And underneath, Marvin handcuffs.
Paul?
Here, thank the chef.
Thank you, sir.
You've got to make a wish, sir. Go on, wish.
No, this is Greg's day, really.
That's telling you, Greg.
You cut it, Greg. You're good at this, aren't you?
Since when?
And out loud, mind.
God, I don't know. I hate doing this.
Oh, good.
Paul, shh.
I don't know. Okay, happiness throughout the world and an end to poverty.
Oh.
Well, that's really sweet.
Aren't you supposed to say something nice about you and Zoza?
She's heard it all before.
Zoe? Zoe?
I love you, Greg.
Good.
Come on, then. Someone cut it.
Yeah.
Hang on. There's something in here.
We'll take a look.
You're wrecking it.
Something hard in here. I've got to get it out. Oh, very funny.
Destroying.
What is it?
It's a blade to saw through the bars and escape. Every husband should have one.
Rusty is completely wasted.
A coat, the innkeeper, more wine.
Every time you go, I die alone. Every time you die a little... Oh, just 10 pence. Just 10, darling.
I miss you.
I used to be in the pits.
That's right. I've seen you. He filmed you.
I'm the Terminator. I got basic instinct. You got problems?
No. Never mind.
Good luck to you. Yeah, when every time you go, I die a little. Every time you die, you die.
This is Sierra Leone, Coloco. That's his skin. He touched one of the drums, then rubbed his arm. This one, his pregnant mother breathed the fumes. Sorry, they're only stills, but you can see them, can't you? This man is dying of liver cancer. It's all caused by the chemical dump down the road from Coloco. The drums leak into the water table.
Oh, is that? And
everybody
drinks. Oh, I came in early. Well, you know. Thanks. Just leave it on the desk. Oh, look, thanks, Jenny. I'm sorry, it's not.
Look at that stuff. The things they do to get you to donate to charity these days, I mean, there are limits, aren't there?
Right.
Coffee?
No, thanks.
No, I couldn't either.
Hello? Yes? What room?
Hello. Can I speak to Simon C? I'm sorry. Wrong number. I'm sorry.
Polychlorinated biphenyls bring us plastic, soap, synthetic rubber, fertilizer, pesticide, detergent, adhesive, herbicide,
Okay, Simon, all this stuff you gave me...
I traced the port they slip out of. It's crappy.
I told you, I didn't want to have anything to do with your James Bond games. You filmed me drinking coffee. I won't have you bursting in with all this. I don't want photos of mutilated bodies, sick children, conspiracy theorists cluttering up my life. My poor assistant didn't know what to do. She was really shocked.
Perhaps you could be on the mailing list.
I could call the police for harassment.
Yeah, they're good at that.
I'm serious, Simon. Have you taken leave of your senses?
I've had men the length and breadth of the health service.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
it. It's just the same. If you care, if you think, if you know and want to do something, really, you must be insane.
Oh, come on, Simon. It's not exactly normal to bombard someone you barely know with
I know you, Zoe. You're wearing their uniform, but you're just undercover.
What do you want from me?
I want you to know.
Oh, this is infantile. Tell me. Okay, tell me everything.
That man they killed. It was on the railway lines, just half a mile from Mortmain Waste Disposal.
They killed? How did he end up there, wearing your clothes? I don't understand what happened.
Let me tell you about Mortmain. They mainly subcontract to collect domestic rubbish for Tory councils.
I have watched the tape.
A subsidiary of this subsidiary, Mortmain Interest, disposes of hazardous chemical waste, the shit that's left
detergent. Yes.
Well, you can incinerate it. That costs about £4,000 a ton and is at best only 99.99% effective.
That's all.
Every 30,000 tons you incinerate, you've got 3 tons floating away untreated. Monitored storage has infinite costs because you don't know how long they'll remain hazardous.
Come on.
The only 100% safe way is to export them to countries without laws, to people who need the money. They need it to pay you back the money you lent their rulers to buy stately homes in England. These days you can dump them on third world bill for about 20p a ton a year. That's 20,000% profit. Better than cocaine. That's what Mortmain Interests do.
Finished?
The dump in Colocco, a few hundred quid a year. That's about £10 a head for each villager's life. Children burnt with acid. Dad pays them £10 each for the chance to poison them. £10 a head. We spent more on cat food, on conservatories.
Okay, so now I know. I know it all. Now, here. Now, leave me alone. I'm ordinary. I'm nothing special. I'm not anything, Simon. I can, Simon. I can now. Oh, leave me alone. We've all changed. We're not together anymore, you and me. And I've changed. The country's changed. I live with someone. We're getting married. We're all different now. Simon.
I locked somewhere begins to sing about it. Then, oh, morning love, you're looking up.
I am.
I told you things would get better.
You
did. Oh, I'll do you my best.
Yes?
I'm looking for...
Oh, come on. Who do you want?
No, I'm sorry. Huh? It's someone who used to live here. I'm sorry, it's my mistake. No, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Now, some of your white coats said he was just a symptom. Others said Lord Harry was your actual cause of size problem. You pay your national insurance and he takes your choice.
Well, how are you off for money? I mean,
tooth and sodding nail. Why did you leave your last job? Our sections. Are you cohabiting? My husband flung himself under a train 3 weeks ago. Read the file. Ooh. Why did they tell you something useful? Like... Choosy's got the most protein. Kitty Cat's got vitamins.
Here, take this. I don't need it. It doesn't help.
I was only joking, though. I'm not actually eating cat meat. Yet.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. But if you had the choice to have Simon back again...
No, I don't.
But if you did...
Well, you know something I don't.
What?
This is disgusting.
Lapsang Souchong. In sophisticated circles, it's considered the only true tea.
They can keep it in their circles, then.
Stella, would you?
Too much distance. So much anger.
If you could control him.
It usually took any two doctors and three male nurses to get the jacket on him.
He was committed.
He wasn't going to go voluntarily. But it's good for a couple to have things in common.
What, you mean...
I've been sections. It's not to be ashamed of. I said it was John Major. Nobody wants to be John Major.
And what happened when Simon was...
Doctors poured drugs into him and he calmed down. Fell asleep, more like. And the living dead, I called him. Oh, he was lovely on them.
Was he still on the drugs when he...
I chucked them in. Even the little pink ones that make you tingle behind your ears, dead sexy. Maybe I could score some. We could chill out together.
No, thanks.
Zoe, I've got to say, I haven't known you long. You're getting pretty uptight about all this. Are you sleeping? You look...
I'm okay. I really am okay.
I've seen this. You start by losing sleep. Things hassle you. You lose your temper that easy. You end up like me.
Okay.
Now, I've been clean for 2 years. Why do you think Si was getting bored of me? He only loved me when I was screwed up. Because I was screwed up. Because that screwed up his father. I was his own little piece of care in the community.
But your marriage was still...
Oh, that was the living dead and all. All I need now is the Bushmills. And that wasn't enough of a crusade for Si.
He's the cause, isn't he?
Oh, the more lost, the better. Life was downhill from the poll tax.
Well, you do what you can.
Not enough for our Si. Oh, it's enough for me. Is it enough for you?
Me? I don't really have these kinds of thoughts anymore. No one to tell them to.
Is that the life you planned?
Oh, Christ, who gets that? Who gets the person they... I'm getting married. Did I tell you?
You did? Just make sure he isn't schizophrenic before you marry him.
Okay, I will do. Simon definitely was he?
Oh, what do you think, love? He threw himself under a train, remember? I do miss him. All that, and I miss him. He didn't have the right to... I want him here. Getting angry with the government, the social, Sapphire, everyone. I want all that again.
Please, it'll pass.
Oh, of course it will. It's gonna change what I want now. I want him back. I want him here, being difficult. I want us being difficult together.
Maybe he...
Oh, that father of his. He's got a lot to answer for.
Did they really hate each other?
He didn't hate his father. He just said, how can he do this? He cares about his grandchildren being Jewish, but with his chemicals and his shared issues and his cancers, he's just shitting on all descendants. Everyone's still to be born.
Sapphire House. Where it all starts. That's Lord Harry's office up there. I used to love it up there. Revolving chair. When I was 5. Spinning round and round the huge office. Round and round. Waiting for it to be mine.
How are you, mother of one-to-be? You're tired?
What's up,
honey? Does that help? Honey? There. And there. Here, just let me...
Actually, I'm feeling a little sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for?
Well, you know, I suppose it's my fault in a way.
Don't be stupid.
I'm just trying to...
There's this life inside me. A whole new life. Inside me. It's making me very sensitive.
You don't want to be touched.
I'm just sensitive.
It'll relax you. You want to stop thinking. Doesn't this
hell?
Greg, don't touch me.
Sorry.
Just leave me alone. Now.
Jesus. Sorry.
So, how pure is this milk? Find out.
Pure?
Oh, if we're selling this great health product, we don't want to find out later it's chock-a-block with nasty little chemicals.
Everyone knows.
And who goes without?
Without?
What age are the calves taken away from the mother so that we can have their milk?
Calves?
You think there'll be something in that?
Baby cows, Nick. Just find out, will you?
Right.
And these drugs they shove into them to make them lactate twice.
There is an EC moratorium on BST.
Is this really a line Homedale want us to take?
Does it affect human growth?
Have you discussed it with upstairs?
We need to know.
Right. Drugs. Double lactation for the purpose of... Anything else?
The harbour master's office at Frappingham. This is where they ship the toxic waste out of. And in that office is the paperwork that can link Sapphire to Mortmain, to Galocco. The harbour master's manifest. Only he recorded what was really in the drums. I'm going to steal it, Zoe.
I'm doing this.
What did you say you were doing?
How did you know I didn't say I was seeing you? Meeting at the Food Commission. Oh, very monkish.
Sorry?
Your room. Pretty bloody austere.
I suppose.
You do a lot of supposing, don't you?
Do I?
Yes, Simon, you do.
Just trying to be polite.
You sound like a vicar. Oh, lovely view.
I suppose... I'm sorry. I'll stop being whatever it is that's irritating you.
But I've got to tell you, I don't think I can go on much longer, being the only one who knows.
You're nearly there. I found out so much more.
Oh, really?
Why, does that irritate you too? I thought you wanted to know.
Simon, I already know. I know we do terrible things to the planet. I know we shit on people and take 10 times as much from the third world as we give them. I mean, 20 times, 30, 40, a million. I know anything else you tell me. That's the end of my involvement.
You should watch this one.
Oh, throw something about it! Stop telling me!
I need the original manifest. That'll list what was actually in the drums, not what Dad pretended to export.
Oh, magnificent! You can't even prove it. All you want to do is to get back at your father. There are people out there sleeping in boxes on the street. Why not start with them?
Sleeping in boxes is legal. Essex voted for it. If we get him before the share issue, he'll have to listen. He can't take bad publicity right now. We've got a week. We can do
it. No,
if people
Simon,
knew what
no.
Sapphire really do, the stock market quotation will be dead in the water.
Simon. Simon, what's happening? Where I used to walk, I can't walk anymore. Things I used to say, I can't say them anymore. Things that used to be easy, they're difficult.
Don't worry.
Simon, that's not enough. Kiss me. Out some stuff I don't need anymore.
Zoe, that dustbin is filthy.
It's quicker this way.
Can I use bin bags or something?
We're a waste.
I mean, I see dogs pissing against that bin. Well, I don't want it in the middle of my bedroom, Zoe. Will you stop this?
Oh, put that in, will you?
What's going on? I thought you used this.
Not anymore.
You use it every morning. Has it got CFCs in it or something?
The least of it.
Just hang on. All of this? Are you giving up makeup or what? You're changing make.
I'm giving up completely.
No, Zoe, stop. Slow down. This is hormones. You'll regret it in the morning.
I thought you wanted this out.
I do.
Then let me finish.
Okay, I give up. I give up. Do you want to see what I bought?
Okay.
It was in this shop at the war.
A romper suit.
Came over all broody. Only £10, a bargain.
£10 a head.
What?
£10 a head.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough.
Get off.
You're thankful in the morning. You don't want to do this.
Get off me, you. Come on, get off.
No, enough. Stop it.
But I have to do this. Leave me alone.
No.
Get off me. Look, I know what I want to do. Now leave me alone.
All right, if I can, I'll just get rid of this thing. Of this thing.
Bring that back, Greg.
No way.
Bring it back.
Not a chance.
Oh.
Zoe!
Bring it back, Greg. I've got to get this down. I've got to get back to work.
I'm sorry, Nick. I know I told her about this. There, Homedale, 3:00.
What do we do then? Keep him talking or tell him she's in here?
She'll be here soon. Let's keep him talking.
Christ, doesn't she realize we're presenting in a week?
Do you think we should check the hospitals?
Or just the asylums?
And Mort may fling you here just for getting too close.
Don't be melodramatic.
But what was he doing here?
This is a bad place. Let's see how close we can get.
Do all the drums come through here?
I don't know. I've traced some of them. They're delivered to the furnace in Cheshire, checked in there with the DOE inspectorate, and once he's out of sight, they're driven down here. From here, a quick run to East Anglia. The DOE thinks it all gets incinerated up in Cheshire. In fact, it ends up all over the Third World.
We've got to tell someone, Simon. We can't do all this ourselves.
I sent all my evidence to the apparatchik in Brattles and to my MP. They all say they want documentary evidence, as though Mortmain publishes a brochure, dump your toxins with us, Africa a speciality.
So just you and me are going to get the documents and prove everything.
Look, they go from here to the port of Trappingham. I know that. All we need is one manifest, one sheet of paper.
Oh, and this is just lying around somewhere for us to pick up?
A bit of breaking and entering.
Oh, that's all. Great.
You can do it tomorrow.
I can't take any more time off work, Simon.
You have to choose, Zoe. Sapphire goes on the market in 5 days. Afterwards, it'll be too late.
What, you're saying I've got...
Hey! You! What do you want? Can't you read, lady? This is private land.
We're just ramblers.
You don't look like a rambler to me.
Okay. All right, okay, we're going.
Move it.
Okay.
If I see you here again...
Thank you, help.
What?
But the guard.
You're okay.
You're really scared.
Aren't you?
You recently killed that guy, don't you?
You know I do.
But your father wouldn't tell them to kill his own son.
Of course not. Some underling arranged it. Maybe even that guard. That agrees with the filth. A suicide. But I did it to spite him.
And you are.
What?
Doing all this to spite him.
Zoe. My father survived the Holocaust, the first great industrialized crime, using all the technological advances to establish a new world. Happiness and peace for all. The price? A few million unimportant lives. 1993 is no different. Sapphire is no different. Same objectives. Cheap energy, cheap food, cheap three-piece suites, cheap hairspray and happiness. Same price. Several million underclass lives. And this time we don't even have to suffer the inconvenience of seeing it happen. The cattle trucks don't go past us semi-detached. It just happens miles and miles away in a landscape we can't even imagine and we'd rather not see. And if you stand up here and suggest that maybe this is too high a price to pay for our 1,000-year reign of prosperity, they lock you up and they fill you full of drugs or they push you in front of a train.
Hello.
Hello. I thought you were asleep. Sorry.
Working late?
The client conference. I told you.
Have you eaten?
Then you go back to sleep. I'll get ready in the bathroom.
Your office rang.
Oh.
I said you'd ring tomorrow.
I took some holiday.
I don't think they realized.
I'll tell them tomorrow.
Good.
I'll do it tomorrow.
You're all right, then.
Why shouldn't I be?
Good. Get some sleep. It's gone three.
Yep. Hmm? Zoe? Upstairs are asking for you now.
It's about yesterday.
No, we didn't tell them. Nick loved the guys.
Thanks.
But the word is Homedale are a bit brassed off.
Any special reason?
Well, Nick got in touch with the Homedale research officer about those things, you know, BST. Who told the campaigns people? Who told upstairs?
See, the problem, Jenny, is that we just don't care.
I'm going for a day by the sea. Chloe, you... Nick! Nick! Help!
I'm scared of everything, Simon. I'm scared for my baby.
Look, on the quayside, by the flag.
That's it.
That's the harbour master's office.
An old border cabin.
That's why they've forgotten about it. They shredded all the other copies, but one will be lodged there, one stupid bit of paper that'll do them.
I can't believe it's that easy. And what if they're watching or something, waiting for us?
They're not.
Oh, let's get the police. Please.
Zoe, we have to do it tonight.
Hurry up, for God's sake.
Is someone coming?
It's bloody deserted, Simon. Just hurry up on you.
Put the chair against it. Old fish, don't you just love it?
I'll start with the desk.
You'll be in the filing cabinet.
I'll reconcile our plan first.
Yeah, in the filing cabinet.
Here, then.
Here. Full certificates, small main candidates, court. Oh, here it is.
What?
The hard mark of the question. PCB, defensive clearance, and the destination is the area view.
Got it! You sure?
I'm sure.
How did you know it was there?
Come on.
Hey, Simon, how did you know? I mean, you went straight to the floor. How did you know?
Oh, I told you we could.
Now what? Do we tell the world?
I don't want to tell the world. We tell Lord Harry. Scare him into doing something at last. Get him to clean it all up.
To see you.
At this hour, what's you on?
Nothing. Freedom. They keep phoning me. They don't seem to realize I quit.
You quit your job?
Yeah. Tonight I've been... never mind. You won't believe what I've been doing. I'm finally doing something.
Can we start at the beginning?
Of course. You'll know soon. I'm going to see Lord Fallon.
Who are you now?
Made a proper appointment and everything. Day after tomorrow. Day before the Sapphire Share flotation goes public.
What about it?
You'll find out then, I promise. I can't tell you before. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I can wait.
God, to think I used to think I had everything I want. Just how I wanted it.
No, you didn't. You just didn't mind where the conveyor belt took you.
I've jumped off it now. I'm going to smash that man. Either he does what we say or his big sell-off is blown.
Take it easy, Zoe.
Why? I've been taking it easy for years.
They'll get you. Don't think you can win.
I can win now. We really can. Either way, just take nerve. Shit.
We don't none of us get to choose nothing. Sign you, there's only one real choice you get. He took it. He won. Cheers.
If they find out it was us break in, could they lock us up? Stop us disclosing?
They don't want to find out. They'd have to admit what was stolen.
What if Greg finds out? Jesus, what am I doing? Greg's my future. I'm carrying his child, for God's sake.
I'm not asking for your future.
You're not going back?
There's no place for me now. You've got to handle it.
Has it really been worth it, Simon? Just to make a point to your father?
He was prepared to kill me to keep the secret safe.
You said it was just security people.
Ah, that's the question.
And that's paranoid.
You're speaking to a professional, remember?
I'm not surprised you were committed, saying your own father wanted you killed.
Oh, I'm mad.
Shut up.
Oh, kiss me.
Your work phoned again.
I quit.
They told me.
I was going to.
Just don't blame me.
It's my choice.
Do you think money's dirty
or
something?
Oh, calm down.
I mean, I know it's nothing special to you, but not everyone manages to earn it. Look out there. There are hundreds
money
who don't manage it. There are
not that
stealing car radios. Oh, having whatever you want, whenever you want it, in whatever colour you want it, that isn't important to you. Black outfit from Whistles, blue-black dress from Jigsaw, yellow suit from Kenzo, matching shoes, green trousers from Chanel, satin body from Le Perla.
I know, that was then.
What's now?
I can't go on depriving.
We're not depriving anybody.
But the only way to make your product worth having is to show that someone else can't have it, can't afford it.
But good for people, isn't it? Wouldn't we all be healthier if people drank more milk?
If there was no deception, they wouldn't need me.
It's not deception, it's good advice.
Truthfully, Greg, truthfully, it's harder and harder. If I don't stop now and do something, I don't know, for the sake of doing something. And not because you're being paid for it or because it's what everybody else is doing.
You've got to earn a living, for God's sake.
But if I don't do something good now, I never will.
Isn't having a baby something good?
I thought this was what you wanted, to confront your father.
I'm not relevant anymore.
Come with me. Please. This is everything we've been working towards.
You're the important one.
Wish me luck, then. Simon? Bye, Simon.
I take it Simon sent you these. I did not know you and he were still in touch.
Is that relevant?
If you don't mind me saying, my dear, you need a holiday.
Read the document.
I don't need to. I know all this.
Right, then.
I don't understand. What do you expect me to do?
Close down Mort Main Interests. Ship the drums out of Coloco, out of Africa. Clean up the site thoroughly. Pay for the proper disposal and indemnify the village. And you build a hospital.
Yes. And if I can't be bothered...
We go public tonight. It'll be headlines for 2 days before the Sapphire Share issue.
What? You really think City Money cares about a bit of waste? They already know about Mort Main. They know it's business.
The public will care.
The public steps over beggars every day in the street. Do you think they care about Africans? Anyway, who needs the public?
Well, go to the police, the Hazardous Waste Inspectorate, the European Commission for Environment...
And then what?
They'll make you do it all anyway. And Sapphire's name will be dragged through the mud.
First they have to prove it. That'll take, what, 2 years through the courts? We have the funds for good lawyers, you see. Then if we lose, what, a fine of £10,000, £50,000, what's that? You know that our profits from this alone run into millions. Still, another 2 years to enforce the removal order, and then everybody's forgotten about you. So we ship it from Sierra Leone on to Liberia, say. Jerry's a good friend of mine.
People are being poisoned.
Everywhere, my dear, everywhere.
That's children dying. Like yours died.
Let's leave him out of it, all right?
He killed himself. Just outside the main plant.
He's trying to make some point, at least. I think that's what his note meant.
Note?
He sent his suicide note to me at the house.
Suicide
note? Yes, I can't make much sense of it.
Where did you get this?
I told you it arrived the next morning at the house.
It doesn't look like a suicide note.
I agree.
We could tell the papers why he killed himself where he did.
Please do. It will win me sympathy. They will say I have suffered enough. I will become an honorary Christian.
You'll still be found guilty.
What's that? A hiccup? Not even a hiccup. It's nothing. Let me explain something for you, Miss Fraser. You think I'm guilty. We're none of us innocent.
Oh, please.
You drove here?
Yes.
CO2, lead. You're wearing synthetic fabrics?
Probably.
PCBs. You have a bank account?
Yes.
Debt repayments. You eat non-organic food?
Obviously.
Pesticides. And you're pregnant. Overpopulation. We all need each other. You need me, and you need Mortmain interests.
Can I have our documents back, please?
Yes.
There are any copies. Can I ask you one thing?
Please.
Would you have manufactured Zyklon B if someone paid you to?
If I make a hammer and a man kills his wife, his mother, himself with it, am I to blame? If the man did not have the hammer, would the victim have lived?
You'd have built the gas chambers if the price had been right.
Manufacturers manufacture. They give people what they want. They're gonna change the world. They're gonna change people. Only you, with no job, no responsibility, only you think you can. You make me laugh. I laugh at you.
No. Watch the wheels. Stella. Watch the wheels. That's
Stella.
Right.
Stella.
She's gone, love. You from social services.
What?
Evicted yesterday. Got enough troublemakers without this one.
Well, that's crap. Before you... Where are you taking those books?
All going to the dump.
No, you can't. Just... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do you know where she went?
Look, she just walked down those steps, pissed, if you ask me, excuse my French, wearing what she was wearing. And that is why we've got to spend the next week clearing out this tip. Have you seen what it's like in there?
She didn't say anything.
Well, not unless you... What's your name?
Zoe. Zoe Fraser.
Ah, then it's your lucky day. See there? Stuck in the end.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Come on.
Dear Zoe, the council coppers are at the door. Looks like they want me out. Well, it's their choice. I've been tearing up the rent demands since I did it, so it's not surprising, is it? My fault. Gave the old desk grant to that Mr. Bushmill. Sorry not to hear how you got on with Lord Harry. I'll catch up with you as soon as I can.
Bloody commies. They move in, shout a lot, trash the place, then piss off. Just like Rutger, eh?
Yes. The deadline to buy shares in the Sapphire chain of electrical shops passed at noon today. Shares are said to have been oversubscribed at a rate of 3-1. The dealers are expecting a substantial profit when trading officially opens tomorrow.
Like I say, you all know Sapphire's the best, so I can sell it 3 times over. I love you people.
I'm sorry.
I can't. I know I should try. But I can't hope anymore. I can't believe. I thought I could. I thought I could choose. I just can't. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Do, do, do.
Well, then, we'll be taking you through in a moment. Give you something to make you sleepy.
Thank you.
It won't take more than half an hour. You'll be a bit groggy afterwards. You'll be home tonight.
I don't believe it. You're just frightening me.
I did do it, Greg. That's it.
That is not it. Why? It's so destructive.
I don't. I couldn't. I didn't feel it was right.
It's not right. They were not married.
Oh, don't be banal.
Then what?
It felt like saying, yes, it's all right. This is good enough. This is honest. This shit.
You're talking. It's crazy. You've been crazy the last few weeks.
Yeah, I agree. It just came up inside me and wouldn't go away. Until I booked the appointment. It's gone now. I've watched my blood flow through tubes. It feels better.
Shut up. It's outrageous.
Probably. So is the fact that I've been having an affair.
What did you say?
I've been having an affair with Simon Selig.
Was it... What?
No,
was it,
no, no. The baby was yours. Yes, yes. Your line was unsullied. The affair is since.
He topped himself weeks ago.
He didn't commit suicide.
Accident, was it?
No. He's still alive. Simon gave his jacket to someone. It had some papers, some stuff left in it.
What are you talking about?
The newspapers got it wrong. They identified the body wrong.
Have you gone off your head too? Simon Selig killed himself. He put his head on the railway line and splat. End of trot.
Look, I've got all these letters he's been sending me here. Videotapes as well. He's given them.
So? What do they prove?
He's still alive. That's
oh,
what...
do they?
No? Okay, I'll ring you if you don't believe me.
I want to see this.
Come on. Come on. Hello, could I speak to Simon Selig, please?
Who is this?
Could you please tell Simon Selig there is a call for him?
Oh, he's not here. He was killed a couple of months ago.
No, you see...
Look, I live here, don't I? We had coppers all over the place. I came for his stuff. His room's been empty since. No one wants it now.
No, it wasn't him.
I should know, love. I identified the body.
No.
That's you, isn't it? It's you that's been hanging around, isn't it? Look, I've told you. Well? I don't want you hanging around here anymore. We'll call the police next time. It's trespass, you know.
Thank you, goodbye.
Yes? Well?
Like the stone?
Very nice.
Yeah, he wouldn't have wanted nothing too flash, would he?
No.
Of course he was burned. So it's only symbolic.
He'd like it here.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? It's a little manicured. I like a few weeds.
Mouldy statues.
Yeah, statues.
Quiet.
Yeah. Quiet.
In You Choose, Zoe was played by Amanda Root, Simon by Nathaniel Parker, and Greg by Jonathan Cullen. Geraldine Fitzgerald was Stella, Nicholas Hutchison, Nick, Federe Holmes, Jenny, and Jonathan Adams, Lord Harry. David Holt played Paul, Sandra James Young, Emma, Keith Drinkle, the security guard, and Matthew Morgan, the sales assistant. Original music was by David Chilton and Nick Russell Pavier. You Choose was written and directed by Jonathan Myerson.